Can you describe the current state of press freedom in Sudan and how it has been affected by the recent violence and conflict?
The freedom of press in Sudan is still under constant threat. Despite this, Sudanese journalists are still performing their professional duties, and many of them have been active in campaigning to stop the war, which they described it as absurd and disastrous.
The UN has been pushing the warring factions to guarantee a safe route for humanitarian assistance. Has there been any improvement in terms of the humanitarian situation in Sudan?
Despite five failed ceasefires, the current clashes in Sudan have entered the 17th consecutive days of conflict, killing at least 500 civilians, wounding 5,000, and displacing nearly 75,000. And the humanitarian situation in Sudan worsened by day and day.
What are the challenges Sudanese journalists face, particularly in the light of the ongoing clashes?
Like in war, journalists in Sudan and news agency correspondents have been subjected to violation and attacks due to indiscriminate bombing and the exchange of fire between the army and the rapid support forces. And the number of journalists and correspondents remain stuck for a week in a building near the center of Khartoum, where the clashes took place near the presidential palace. Bombing also fell on the home of two journalists in a residential neighborhood in Bahri and Omdurman at Khartoum capital city.